We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start. Can't wait to get into this one. Now, you hear on the call people saying that they're registered for the big event. One of those big events is next weekend. It's Power Trip, and it's going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's going to be absolutely awesome. I'm going to be there. A lot of people are going to come up from Texas and all the other states coming over to Power Trip in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Now, I got to tell you something. If you've been thinking about going, if you've been trying to figure out a way to go, now is the time that you've got to go ahead and make that decision and get yourself registered. Go to ambitpowertrip.com, ambitpowertrip.com. Get registered for the big event. Carpool. Do whatever you have to do. This is an event you don't want to miss. And then in January 13th, simulcast 2018. We're going to broadcast live from Hartford, Connecticut, and Dallas, Texas. If you're near one of those two cities, you want to be in the place live. If not, it's going to be simulcast by internet all across the world. You'll be able to get all the details and be able to look at it at your home, at your place of business, with a group. However you want to do it, you can look at the simulcast broadcast. Now, how do you register for that? Go to your Power Zone, your back office, and it'll have a tab for you to register for the simulcast. Everyone should want to register for simulcast and be prepared to take advantage of the special promotions and the bonuses that we can count on Ambit Energy giving us just for attending. So go ahead and get that done, okay? And then you'll be ready for the two big events that I know of. There have been a lot of great trainings in the areas. I attended one down in Clear Lake, Illumination. There have been many other trainings that have been going on. And I want to congratulate all of the consultants who place themselves in the presence of the training and the coaching that's going to help you be a success. Glad you attended those events. Let me hear from you and tell me what they were all about, okay? It's my pleasure to introduce our featured speakers for the evening. And I got to tell you, folks, they've won basically every award Ambit Energy offers, including the Thompson Leadership Award. Okay, they were one of the fastest growing couples in the history of Ambit Energy, racking more five-star points than anyone else in the history of the contest. And they're still building the business, blowing and going, and their freedom has allowed them to move to Charlottesville, Virginia, those wonderful mountains and hills that are over there. Please welcome million-dollar income earners Kim and Jim Mason.
Hey, Bear, how are you?
Hi, Bear. Thanks for having us on the call.
Can you hear us?
Glad to have you with us.
Can you hear us loud and clear?
Yes, we can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And we are excited to be on this call tonight, guys. And thank you so much, Bear, for opening up the line. It's always great to hear your voice each and every single week. And you're welcome to ask any questions as we're going through this. I have a whole bunch of kind of thoughts that are here, there, and everywhere that I just was hoping I could share with everybody tonight. And I did hear you talking about Power Trip, and I just wanted to talk about that for just a minute. The ticket sales for Power Trip actually end at midnight tonight. There will be registration available on site for $129, but I just was hoping I could share with everybody on the call a little bit about what that event has meant for Jim and I. We haven't missed a Power Trip since we started our Ambit journey, and that was back in the end of November 2010, I was trying to think what year it was. Seems like it was just yesterday. You know, when you're doing something you love, the time flies very, very quickly. But Power Trip for us was always just a very special, heart-moving type event. It's a smaller event than Ambition, but it bangs as big a punch or more than Ambition because it is smaller. You really get to rub elbows with a lot of leaders, and you will make some tremendous friendships and associations that you can use and take with you into the field throughout this whole next year, or actually for the next 6 months till the next Power Trip, which will be in Dallas. And we've brought teammates every single year. We bring teammates to Power Trip. And when they come out of Power Trip, they thank us from here to Timbuktu. They absolutely love the event. I think one of the things that separates Power Trip from all of the other events that we attend is the up-close and personal nature that we get from our co-founders. Now, this year, Chris will be in Japan, but Jerry will be there. So instead of getting both Chris and Jerry, you'll have the whole time with Jerry. And I'm not sure if John or anybody else is going to be there with him, but I do know Jerry will be there. And he will be literally sharing from his heart as consultants come up for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and ask him questions. And I love watching that, because some of the questions people ask, they're things that we're all thinking and we want the answers to, but we just don't have the courage to ask them. And they all get addressed that evening. And to me, that's just extremely special, special part of Power Trip. And then the training you get, this is training from the field, from people who've done what you want to do. And I think this year also we're having J.B. Harris come into the event. And he actually is the spearheading, helping with the large commercial expansion. We're just getting ready to launch large commercial in Pennsylvania. So there's a lot of people asking a lot of questions about that. So you'll get a lot of answers from that. And while we're at Power Trip, the same time we're there, Canada is launching. So you're going to get a ton of Canadian information while you're there at Power Trip. So I just wanted to get that right off the top there, because I love Power Trip. And if you're not registered and you're still thinking possibly you want to go, make it to attend. Get your ticket before midnight tonight.
That's a great segue to what I really wanted to talk about. We kind of a quick text today asking us to jump on the call tonight. And I go into worry mode from that moment on until we actually get on the call. And so all afternoon I was kind of wondering, you know, what we could talk about that would be important and meaningful. And I went kind of through some notes that I'd taken over the years of attending the different events. And one of the things that I noticed back in 2012, we had about 50 names on a list of people that weren't registered for it in that particular list. They weren't registered for Ambition. And what I also, as I looked through the list, noticed was kind of a classic story that Eric Worre had told. When he was asked one time what the secret to his success was in the business, he just said he was lucky. And the young gentleman pursued it a little bit further in asking Eric, come on, no, there's got to be more to it than that. And he pointed to the crowd of people in the auditorium, and he said, see these people? Most of them won't be here next year. He said about 80% of them are going to go do something else. And he said, but the 20% will bring a whole bunch more, and there'll be a full crowd and maybe even more. And the next year, 80% of that 20% won't be here, but there'll be a whole big crowd. And the difference between all of them was the ones that stuck it out and learned and attended were the ones that eventually became successful. They learned and they grew. So I looked at that list, and out of that list of about 40 or 50 names, none of them were at that event. And we tried to get them. We tried to call and follow through and encourage, with the exception of one person who is still in the business. And I suppose the numbers don't lie. So as I hear people coming on the call, I kind of marvel that the consistency of, number one, the people on the call that were registered for the event. And I kind of backed it up, and I wondered, the people that attend the call on a weekly basis probably also attend a weekly meeting. And they're probably also the same people that are out showing the plan on a consistent basis. And it does seem to be the same group of people that are plugging into these repetitive habits that become a way of life that create the incredible lifestyle that we enjoy.
That's right. Those are the people who change your life. So congratulations to all of you who are on the call tonight, because like Jim said, you're the ones who are doing what it takes to seek out the success that you want in your life. Bear, one of the things I wanted to address a little bit is we get people all the time who are like called on the carpet, basically, what's your business about? And they don't really know what to say. They kind of stammer, and they kind of like their tongue gets all caught up in their mouth, and they don't know how to say what it is. We've been there. We've been there ourselves, where it's all of a sudden like, oh, it's kind of like, what's your elevator pitch? And anybody who runs any type of a business, no matter what it is, has some sort of an elevator pitch. You never want to go into your whole business presentation. But some of the things that I fall back on is when I think about what we've got our hands on here with Ambit Energy, if you are confident and you believe in what we've got your hands on, it's real easy to shoot off a quick elevator pitch. I mean, just look at some of our statistics. We're the 16th largest company in the world using direct sales. If you said that to somebody, they might be like, 16th largest? And we did that here in just under 11 years. I mean, we didn't do that like, it didn't take us 100 years to get there. We've done it really quickly. I mean, if you go back, and Brian does this all the time, and he looks at our track record, I mean, we entered this whole concept of deregulation was about 4.5 years old in Texas. And by the end of our first year, we hit $1 million in revenue. The next year, 2007, we hit that $40 million mark. 2008, we skyrocketed to $197 million. And then 2009 was our stellar year. That is the year we were ranked by Inc. magazine as the number one fastest growing privately held company in the United States. We had over 20,400% growth when we hit that mark. If you just know that fact alone, when someone asks you what you're doing, and if you just say, I'm working with one of the fastest growing companies in America that was ranked number one by Inc. magazine, and that's what I want to talk to you about, that's an elevator pitch. You have to realize we hit that back in 2009, but we have continued our growth now to well over $1 billion per year in annual revenue. And we've done that shattering record, beating records like Microsoft, Google, Apple, Dell. I mean, we hit those records in amazing time frame. Not many companies have reached that $1 billion mark in 7 years or less. Very, very few have been able to do that. We did it. And we did it because we're at the helm of our company, our amazing people. When you put together Chris Chambliss and Jerry Thompson and John Burke and you put these guys all together, look at what you've got steering the ship. It's no wonder we're growing like we are. We can tell people, I'm working with a company that doubled our footprint this last year. We now have the potential of over 180 million customers because we've launched into the country of Japan. You could tell people, my company's expanding to Canada in a couple days, and we're going to continue to grow throughout the provinces of Canada. It's an amazing company that I'm working with. We really are the first network marketing company in a lot of these foreign countries, especially in Japan, to be 100% service. We don't have any product at all. Think about just the differentiators of our business alone. What about those for separating us from other people, maybe for getting people to want to take a look at what we've got? What we offer is below retail. Many of our states have a guaranteed savings plan. We're not going to ask anybody to pay anything more. We're going to offer people an opportunity to pay less. Everybody already uses what we've got, and what we've got is already in their budget. We're not asking them to add something extra to their budget. This is in every single person's budget who pays a gas or an electric bill. There's no product education. That, to me, is a hallmark. We did a company years and years ago, and the whole company was based on product education. When we went to training, half of the training or more was about product education. There's none of that here. Lights on, lights off. That's it. That's our product education. There is no selling. You are never, ever going to collect any money here, and I love that. You can tell people what I want to show you doesn't involve any selling. In fact, leave your wallet at home or leave your checkbook at home because, you know, we can't take checks anyway. And, you know, there is no change in our customers' buying habits. Those are the things that differentiate us from all the other network marketing companies that are out there. This is going to be the huge, largest transfer of wealth we've ever seen. This is a significant shift in income that can go right to your family. And this isn't just a paycheck income. This is residual income. Jim was just reflecting earlier how we're still getting paid on things that we started back in 2011 and 2012. It just will continue to grow. And the neatest thing about Ambit is it will continue to grow, and you have the ability each and every day to get out there and make it grow faster. Coach was just saying he loved the number 365 because that's how many days there are in a year, and that's how many times you have each and every year to wake up and realize you have a new opportunity. 365 times a year, you have a new opportunity to reach out there and touch somebody. And to me, that's just an amazing gift. And then you might want to know, how are you going to get this confident? How are you going to learn these figures, and how are you going to be able to talk positively and confidently with what you've got your hands on? The way you get confident in what you've got your hands on is you go to those weekly business presentations that are in your area. If you don't have a weekly business presentation, reach out to your leaders, because there's webinars everywhere now. You can log on and watch a webinar with a group of people each and every week in your own home or at a coffee shop or at a restaurant. You go to trainings. You go to local and regional trainings, and you go to Power Trip, which is next weekend, and any of the other trainings that are coming up. And for sure, you have to be registered for simulcast. This is how you're going to get this type of confidence and this type of knowledge. And when it comes to simulcast, guys, there really is no excuse whatsoever. I mean, there's nothing anybody can say to us as to why they're not registered for simulcast, because you can watch simulcast from your own living room, in your own home, on your own phone, on your own TV, on your iPad. You don't have to go anywhere. I would encourage highly that you do, because when you do things with like-minded people, you get so much more out of the experience. And I know there's local watch parties all over the country. And then, of course, there's the two main live events that you can go to that are through the roof amazing. But bottom line is you can watch it in your pajamas in your bed if you want. So there's no excuse for anybody. You're going to get the attendee-only bonus promotions by attending simulcast, by logging in and watching it. And those bonus promotions paid us for months coming out of Ambition. You know they're going to pay you for months coming out of simulcast. I do want to talk about John Maxwell here for a minute, but I know Jim's trying to get the phone. I'm going to give it back to him.
I just wanted to say something along the lines of having confidence in what you have your hands on. It does take a little bit. We're excited when we get into the business, and as we think back on our journey here, a lot of people challenged our thought process while we were coming into the business, and we heard the phrase, "Is this one of those pyramid things?" a lot when we got started, and people were just checking to see how committed we were to what we had found. I would say that very, very, very rarely, if ever, do we hear that anymore. People understand that we know we've got our hands on something far bigger than anything that they're picturing with their little kind of a jab at what they think we have our hands on. As your confidence grows in what you have your hands on, those sorts of questions go away very, very rapidly. And quite frankly, absolutely nobody can shake our tree. We've got the fruit on the tree from the work that has produced the results. And that confidence happened over a long period of time. It didn't happen the first week. The challenges were enough to take us out of the game on a daily, if not hourly, basis as we started our business, just in our local peer group. But as we learned what we had our hands on in a mechanical sense, and then as we got to know the people that we're connected to, and then we began to learn from the leaders that we have available to teach us. And they said to put yourself in an environment where growth can happen, where you're challenged, where you can grow with your talents, but grow out of your comfort zone. We've had the opportunity to work personally with John Maxwell, and also through his mentoring program over the last month here. We've been handed a gift on a silver platter of an endorsement with one of the world-renowned Christian ministers and authors has reached out personally to work with us. And to have that gift, I truly hope that everybody's plugging into that and using it.
We've been doing the 15 Laws of Growth with John, and the information that he is imparting to all of us is priceless. And we'll give you a little bit of a tidbit or a little bit of peek at that. But I did want to first mention, don't forget, guys, you can log into PowerZone, and you can print out or look at the market guidelines for Canada, because we're getting ready to launch. And the launch is still scheduled. This is like a 32-page document that you have access to that kind of goes over almost everything that you're going to need to know to be ready for this launch. And it still is, it's a live launch. It's not a pre-launch like we had in Japan. It's a live launch. It starts on November 1st. The open enrollment begins at 8 a.m. Central Time. So nobody has to stay up, you know, until midnight and hit it. It's going to start at 8 a.m. Central Time. And the enrollment fees are $75 Canadian to become an independent consultant, and $25 for the monthly website fees. That's Canadian money. But the neatest thing is that's going to be waived during an open enrollment period, which will be from November 1st and through simulcast through January 12th. So they've got an open enrollment period going on. So we should have a ton of Canadian friends and neighbors joining our business because, again, it's an open enrollment period. Anybody who comes in during this open enrollment period is going to be considered a founding consultant, And each of those founding consultants received their founding consultant pin in the mail after simulcast on January 12th. When they do sign up, their credit card will be taken, their billing information will be taken at enrollment, so that starting in January, they can begin processing their $25 a month website fees, their monthly website fees. There is, like I said, a ton of information that you can go through. There's all the market details. It goes over the territories in Edmonton and Calgary and the rest of Alberta, where we're offering electric, where we're offering gas, where we're offering electric and gas. It talks about the incumbent being ATCO, and we're known in Canada as AEC, Ambit Energy Canada. There is a 10-day rescission period when customers are enrolled, so customers can begin to be enrolled on November 1st, but they won't switch till Ambit Energy Canada until 10 days after they enrolled. That's when they'll go to pending, and actually, Daryl said they'll probably go almost immediately to Energize because of that, but they'll have to do the TPV, and there is deposits that are required if applicable in Canada. So it's similar to the Texas market in regards to the customers, and that's just the way they run up there. But it's an amazing opportunity, and I would encourage each and every one of you to just make a list of everybody you know. And you know how we were asking everybody, who do you know in Japan? Now you can be saying also, in addition to that, who do you know in Alberta, Canada, or even who do you know in Canada? Because we've had so many people who knew people in Ontario and over in Toronto, and when we talked to them, they know a ton of people in Alberta, and that's how you start making those connections and lining up those dots and making that happen. While most of us are at Power Trip, there will be a presentation being held in Canada on November 2nd at 7:30 p.m., I'm going to give you, got pen and paper now in case you guys missed this email. I'll give you the hotel and the address. It's the Sheraton Cavalier Calgary. So it's the Sheraton Hotel, and it's the Sheraton Cavalier Calgary. So it's in Calgary. The address is 2620 32nd Avenue Northeast. So 2620 32nd Avenue Northeast. Steve Thompson will be there. I'm hosting that business presentation in addition to some corporate staff, and I know a lot of leaders that are going to be building in that area will be up there. And Steve and the corporate staff will be there by 6:30 to help train and meet and greet all of the new potential Canadian prospects. So it's going to be a huge event, and I'm sure it'll be one of many that will be happening, but that's just for our Canadian launch. Again, log into PowerZone. It's right on the dashboard. And all I did, I just sat there. I actually sat there this weekend and read through each of the documents and highlighted and printed out the stuff I wanted just so we can get prepared. We're learning this just like you guys are. But it's a very similar compensation plan to what we've got here in the United States. The cost to join is very, very similar, except now they've got the open enrollment period. A little bit of nuances and differences with the customers. But once we start going through it, I know it's all going to work like clockwork. And, you know, don't get overwhelmed by all of this. Just think, I know what I can do and I know what I can learn. And through little bits of information each and every day, you're going to make dramatic changes in your life. Most people have a tendency to practice what they're already good at. And I wanted to talk about that a bit, because what that really means is when you're practicing what you're already good at, you've basically quit learning. The skills that you have today or the skills that you had when you came into Ambit, they're probably not applicable to your Ambit Energy business. You're going to need to learn some new skills. And that goes right back, full circle, back to go into the training so you can learn how to build the sales and marketing team. You can go into PowerZone. You can watch Ambit U. You can talk with your sponsor's sponsor. You need to do things every day, not that you're best at, but that you're the least good at. Do things in a different way. When you practice like that, it gives your brains the muscles. We call this muscle memory. But remember, practice does not make perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. And this is a simple, simple business, but it's going to challenge you. It's going to challenge you in ways that you can't imagine, but it's worth it. I was just chuckling before we got on the call because I saw a post or a quote that Brian had put on Facebook, and all it said is, it's a slow process, but quitting won't speed it up. Brian McClure. I thought that was priceless. It is a slow process. It's the process of change. And when you're in the middle of it, you don't see it. None of us have realized that the whole technology in our world has changed right before our eyes because we're right in the middle of it. Seems like cell phones have been around forever, but it's just been a process that we've all evolved through to now everybody has a cell phone and a smartphone, and that's just what happened. So this business is going to challenge you, but the best part of this business, guys, is people. And I have to chuckle and say the worst part of this business is people, because sometimes the people can just be so crazy, it'll drive you crazy, and you have to not let that be crazy, make you crazy. Because remember, when you're dealing with people, you're not dealing with creatures of logic. You're dealing with creatures of emotion. And emotions can make all kinds of irrational, crazy decisions. I would encourage everybody to try to get onto or still join into the 15 Laws of Growth if you haven't signed up for that with John Maxwell. The information we have been getting from there is just phenomenal. Listening to John go through each and every one of those laws with just bullet points, you know, like growth is not automatic. You have to make it be intentional. Personal growth keeps you prepared. You don't go into an opportunity, you grow into an opportunity. You have to make a commitment to grow. He says to spend an hour a day, and even more if you can, whether it's early in the morning or late in the evening, to your own personal growth with intentionality. When he talks about the look in the mirror, the law of the mirror, it really is, how do you see your own self? What do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror? This is kind of like the law of the lid for your own self-image. Like, how do you think of yourself? If your self-image is low, you're not going to be talking and doing things to people with a higher self-image of you. It's impossible to consistently behave or believe and behave to what is inconsistent to how we see ourselves. So you guys always have to move to that next level of your own self-image. He talked about ways to improve your self-image, to guard, you know, like guard your self-talk, don't belittle yourself, add value to others each and every day, do the right things, even if it seems like it's the hard thing. Try to every day get a win. And that's really important in your ambient energy business. Every day get some sort of a win. Some sort of a positive, feel-good thing from your ambient energy business, whether it's just talking to your sponsor or an upline person, whether it's going to a business presentation and getting, you know, lifted up from that. There's many times that we were kind of feeling down in the dumps and we went to a BP and our whole perspective on what we had our hands on changed. It might be just reaching out and talking to a satisfied customer or one of your teammates, one of your cross-line consultants. Just every day, get a win. Use your mirror to introspect, to look at yourself, not to look at others. We try to see others not as they are, but as we are. And that's really, really important. And he went on to talk, one of the other laws that I was really struck by was the law of awareness, because it was know yourself to grow yourself. And there's a relationship between finding your passion and reaching your potential. It's so important that you know that law of awareness. So I think that's an amazing law. He teaches you to ask questions like everybody you come up with and you meet. When we're doing one-on-ones and we're talking to interesting people, we want to know who they know. Because when you reach out and say, who do you know that I should know? It opens up a whole nother level of awareness for you. Things that you don't know about yet. But if you're constantly looking and constantly seeking, you're going to gather that information. Hope you guys are starting to get the sense that we've learned a lot from listening to these laws of growth. This was a priceless gift that we were given. And to be able to say that we're actually being mentored by John Maxwell, because that's what it's like when you sit down and he brings you into his classroom and then it's followed up with one of the leaders from Ambit Energy. It's just really, really exciting time.
Bear, we cover a lot of ground. I don't want to run long on this call as we start the week, but I do want to offer, if you've got any questions or anything else you want us to touch on, I'd certainly be glad to.
No, I think you did a fantastic job. I'm really glad that you explained everything that was going on with simulcast and with Power Trip. That was great. And then, you know, this is one of those calls that people are going to have to listen to, including me, especially me, more than once. Because it's a lot of information that you put out, and it's relevant and it's powerful, and we need to internalize it. So I appreciate it. I'm good.
You are good. That's what makes you so special.
We love this
business, guys. It's changed our lives, and it's changed so many people that we know in Ambit Energy, not just on our team, but other people's teams' lives. So if you're just getting going with this, my words of encouragement are do that. Just get going. You don't have to make it happen overnight. It may take you a little bit of time, but if you just move in a forward, positive direction each and every day, do something for yourself and for your Ambit Energy business every single day, even if that's getting up in the morning and just making a list or getting ready to make a few calls, just something each and every day, and you'll see amazing results as you continue to push forward. We're excited, Bear. Good things on the horizon, going from 3 states to 16 and 2 foreign countries. Who knows what's next?
Exactly. Looking forward to seeing you guys next weekend.
Absolutely. We'll be there, excited as always.
There you go. All right, folks, if you want to hear this call again, by all means, topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days to get it up and make sure that we've edited it and done what we need to do. We'll get that up for you, and you can not only listen to it again yourself, but recommend that members of your team that were not on the call have an opportunity to get this information, okay? So I'm going to open up the line so that you all will have an opportunity to say thank you to Kim and Jim Mason. Here we go.